section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
There's a new bit right there.
And then this computer here is for the new, or for the personals.
I guess.
Yes, that's why I have the computer up so I can. Because I try. Right. I did some stuff last night and I lost like an hour's worth of work and I was so pissed. I was like audibly cursing in my house and I'm alone. I was alone there.
You dirty son of a.
And you know what? No one heard it.
You were probably like, bitch.
That's what that's what I was doing today when I sent an email to minicam.com because.
They fucked me.
They fucked me, and I didn't like how they fucked me.
Manicam?
They use sandpaper.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
And acetone.
Coming to you live from Sweet Lips, Tennessee, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, dating update. Let's get personals. What's up in East Smoke? Subway spokesman tryout and a rousing round of spin the baby bottle with your co-host Big E, intern Heather, and me, regular Jason. And now your host, his name is Blake Clayton.
Thank you. Welcome everybody to episode 214 of It Burns When I Pee. I am your host, the podcasting god. At first, I didn't think you guys were into it, but you guys, at the end, you picked it up.
Yes.
Folks, welcome to another gripping episode. Get it? Gripping? Anyway, that's an old school one.
I get it.
This is IBWIP. We sit around for about an hour and a half, and we talk about things that nobody else really cares about.
We kiss each other.
And we kiss each other, and we eat cake. We eat a community cake, and we just show our faces in it.
Community cake.
All the time.
Savages.
We want you to have a good time. We want you to enjoy yourself. We want you to not have any biases. Let your guard down. Just be.
Let your freak flag
fly.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. First, when you look into the eyes of my first co-host, I mean deep into his eyes, you will find a soul that is eager to satisfy your lust for flannel. It's hashtag rename Jason.
I'm eager to what?
Huh? You're eager to satisfy your lust for flannel.
I'm a giver.
They just look red and beady right now.
My eyes?
Mm-hmm. He's eager for a new name.
It's because I'm half drunk.
Very nice.
All right. She has elegance. She has grace. She has a smile that would light up a room and a mouth like a sailor.
Princess Diana.
Here she is, the one and only intern, Heather.
Hello. By a mouth like a fucking sailor, you mean fucking fantastic.
Listen to this one, Grandma.
Hey, Grandma, this is my best
jam
episode.
Damn it, yes.
So far.
Hello.
You have one wish. Are you saving your wish, or you want to go ahead and get your wish out now?
Oh, she's got a birthday wish
no
for this episode.
There's no way I can make a wish right now. I have no thoughts.
Oh, I thought you had one already planned.
She's got it locked and loaded.
No, I was just threatening ahead of time.
Okay.
Threatening wishes ahead of time. But I do have a wish on the table, a birthday wish.
On the table from last week.
That's right.
Because this is a whole different week.
You said wisely.
Throwback to last wish.
And our guest host for tonight needs no introduction. Literally. He doesn't need an introduction.
Don't need it.
He just walks in and he kills it.
That's
here
right.
He is.
Big E. That's right. Now walk into a room. People stop and stare. Like, what the hell is that?
And like, what? Here? What is going on there? We got
that's such a large E.
Yeah,
why is your E so big?
Abnormally sized E.
Oh my God, your E is so large. It does some crazy stuff with C.
It works out.
That was horrible.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
It's like a Sesame Street thing where you're just a large letter E walking down the road.
How are episodes brought to you by those?
By the letter E.
I don't know.
How does the letter E afford
what do they provide? Do they provide money? Do they provide support? Are they directorially?
Wisdom?
Knowledge. They're just like, come on. They're like, you know what? Let's be elegant this episode.
You nailed it. Yeah.
Folks, I'm loving life right now. I'm having a good time. And we have a special guest, studio audience. Heather, this would be... you go ahead and introduce your friend.
This is Adam. Adam is... Adam.
Adam is Adam.
Adam, are you Adam?
Is that a Adaming?
Adam,
yes, I'm very much Adam.
Atomizer. We're all
brushing under his beard.
And the reason why I bring it up is because you are currently seeing each other on a regular basis. You guys have Aww. Each other's phone numbers in your phone.
yeah,
all it takes.
You're Facebook friends, but it is not a Facebook official. Correct?
No, we're not boyfriend girlfriend.
So it's not quote unquote a committed relationship.
No, it's not.
Right. Are you guys happy?
Are we happy? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're right. presumably happy? Is that what it was?
That is the standard, though,
are
right?
You
to make
that...
it official on Facebook. That makes it.
What
things,
has to
that
happen?
That seals the deals.
What has to happen for it to be official on Facebook? I mean, what?
I guess
what's
the whole idea. Molly is looking with this, like, why the fuck are you asking these questions?
My wife yells at me because I don't ask people questions, and then when I start to, she's like, "What are you doing?"
Then you do them on the air.
Your mind.
No, we're not boyfriend girlfriend. We're still open to the possibility of other people, but I guess the idea is just, you know, there's a whole lot of commitment and a whole lot of work that goes into being deeper than that, and we want to respect that.
You're both
respect
young.
The boundaries of it all.
You know what?
Exactly.
If,
yeah.
You have guys to got time.
You have to build a strong foundation. You have to build a strong foundation, and that starts as friends.
Blake, I don't understand.
I met my wife, fucked her, and said, "Okay, let's get married."
You got to put your toes in the water and dibble around
and now
a little
she
bit
hates
before
me.
You jump in. Right?
I don't understand
dibble.
The rules
dibble,
these days. Dabble. Now you said you're not boyfriend and girlfriend. Mm-mm. Now are Adam and I boyfriend and girlfriend?
No.
Okay. See, I don't get this.
What about
all.
Me and Jason?
I don't get it. Yeah. What about Big E and I? Are we boyfriend and girlfriend?
No.
What about me and Molly?
I don't,
are we boyfriend?
See,
I don't know.
The whole rules are okay. You and Molly are kind of boyfriend. You're like you're like boyfriend, girlfriend, next level, all that shit.
All that
but
shit.
Yeah, all that shit.
We have a lease together.
Yeah, you have a lease together. We're about to get a lease together, but that doesn't make us boyfriend. Girlfriend.
I think you're skipping some.
No.
You're one of the roommates?
Sometimes you gotta skip.
How many rooms are there?
There's three rooms, and he has a room, and I have.
You're one of the roommates?
Yeah.
Now everyone's.
Oh. Getting... Oh boy.
Yeah. Shit just got
good
real.
Luck.
Show content down the road. Okay. Nah.
I'm just kidding. You guys are gonna make it.
I can see it. You guys look cute.
Good kids.
Good kids.
Good kids.
We like you.
No,
guys.
No, it's
good
not
kids.
About that. It's just about having fun with what you have, right?
And you know what? I like that you don't. You don't.
I like
you,
that.
You don't have a label on it. There's no pressure, and you can grow. A flower can grow.
You're being such a douchebag, aren't you?
No.
In the cracks, in the sidewalk.
Okay. Because nowadays, in our society, everything is instant, fast. And people jump into relationships. They don't. He doesn't know that 3 months down the road, he could be putting up your Christmas lights, and you fucking wig out on him and slam your hand on his car door. He doesn't he doesn't know that the best thing to do right then is to never come back.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, and the lease especially is like something we like recognize as a business arrangement. So it's like a business.
I remember you said that you think marriage you
and I think marriage is like a pretty much like a business deal. It's
yeah,
like
you're
getting good tax like benefits right. And like in the sense you're also getting fucked over in other ways. So you might as well just like think about it very pragmatically and very like realistically.
I'm on board with all that.
Okay, well you sound like things are going good with you. Let's turn our attention to. Hashtag
look at that handsome man.
Hashtag rename Jason. Recently, you had a makeover.
Hashtag no hair, don't care.
You're
Adam. I had hair to my nutsack.
From his nutsack to his chin.
Did you tie them together?
I did. Oh. I was like Batman trying to turn my head. It was terrible.
So
trying to
you on the
tie
other hand,
his hair to his nutsack.
You don't have any contracts with anyone. You don't have any.
I'm not contracted for coitus with anyone.
No living arrangements.
And I, you know. You're one of my really good friends, and I know that what you long for is love.
Well, love in the time of cholera.
You're so lame.
How is that lame? Up your butt.
It was a good reference, though.
Okay, let's maybe I put too high up.
Yeah,
you're looking. You haven't found someone to spend time with to
Blake,
to chuckle
Blake,
with.
I'll tell you what
to
I'm
watch
for.
Netflix.
I'm just looking to get some sweet, sweet poon, all right?
Sweet poon.
I just want to hit that beeve. You know what
Boom.
I'm saying?
Hit it.
Poon to
slap,
the left
slap,
of you?
Slap, slap, slap.
Poon to the right.
Poon to the left of me. Poon to the right.
And
not a drop to drink.
In the immortal words of the Buck Brothers, the poon on the right's the best poon.
Best poon.
Yeah, he's right.
Because I'm right-handed, and I can satisfy the poon on the right better.
Blake, I thought that if I cut off all my hair, put it in a Ziploc bag, and put it into my house, that surely women would flock to me.
Not
the case.
Not creepy at all.
Not the case. I thought maybe I would just, you know, like if you go outside and you plant a seed and you just, you know, let nature take its course, it'll grow.
What did you plant your hair in, though? A plastic bag?
Yeah.
Everyone was plastic. Doesn't
He's
grow.
He's making
anything.
American
Jason.
Yeah,
that's what I'm learning. That's what I'm learning now.
Burlap sack.
Are you tired of masturbating and want a vagina now?
I don't know that I've ever been tired of masturbating.
Yeah, don't think that can happen.
We were talking earlier about... Oh, this is great. let's talk about me.
Hang on, man.
I'm glad to hear.
Self-manipulating. Adam whipped out his massive phone. And I know you're glad I said phone. And we're talking about pornographic images on those phone. And I have an Apple television where I...
You got Apple TV?
Mm-hmm. And I send my images or my videos from my phone to my TV. And God damn it, if I don't get like HD 40-inch pornography that was from my phone directly on my television. I don't know that there is a better time to have ever been alive.
No. Nope.
Ever!
Ever.
All right, well... this brings up
I'm so lonely.
We are in the future now.
Jason, I think that, you know, aside from how lonely you are, you have one of the best looking places that I've ever seen. So
my house?
If that is any sort of consolation, your house is so nice looking. Any sort of consolation about this whole personal side and things that matter.
I don't get a lot of compliments. What's so great about my house?
Your house is lovely. You have a really good,
I've never been there.
And feng shui sounds so lame, but it really is.
Are you calling me a faggot?
No, I'm not. You have a good energy, though, in your house, and your kitchen is lovely. You have a lovely kitchen.
It's lovely, except when you're over there and you're writing for the show, and he's like, oh, I'm just going to cook up some seaweed, spinach.
Did I cook up
that
something?
That sounds delicious. Are you kidding me? But no, your place is excellent.
I agree.
You would get a million compliments. I'm surprised girls aren't just like, wow, this is your place.
I think I'm borderline gay, though. I think people like, oh, look how tight it is. You must be chugging cock.
See, you just got to go. You know what you need to do is you need to do more, hand over more fish. Like leans on furniture, so a little like...
A
little less, like, all on yourself and do a little more leaning on furniture, and I think that would...
It's uniquely...
It's a nice aspect.
I want to visit Graceland.
Come on over. You're welcome anytime to my house, Biggie.
All right.
It's uniquely decorated. It's not too overly decorated,
but it's not sparse.
It's very different. There's a different thing going on, and it's
good
not
areas.
Cluttered. It's not cluttered at all. I like it. I think you should be getting poontang like it's going out of style, and we're going to help you.
You are a lovely man, and I can't believe women don't want you.
I want.
I can believe men,
but I'm married.
Wow, that was one of our earliest, and maybe one of our best.
That's one of our best.
That's awesome.
It was the original, and I looked, and there isn't an outro. We just play the intro again.
You know what we did, guys, is we took "Let's Get Physical" by Olivia Newton-John, and we recorded our own voices on it, saying personals,
and didn't cut hers out.
We didn't bother to cut her voice out.
Oh, I didn't hear you guys saying personal.
Oh,
I thought
did.
It was her.
Blake hit it again.
I'll turn it up.
Yeah. Crank it up.
If only we had the foresight to cut her voice out.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that. All right, we're back in the saddle. If you guys remember last summer, I think it was.
End of last summer, I ended a like about a year and a half relationship with Nurse Courtney.
Nurse Courtney, she was nice.
She was a nice girl, but she was what I like to call a chicken nugget.
What does that mean?
Just very bland and plain Jane and loved the very simpler things in life. And I am a guy who I'm more like Vin Diesel. I get that all the time. It's like you look like exactly like Carson Daly. You look exactly like Vin Diesel. You live your life a quarter mile at a time. And she couldn't keep up. And that's fine. That's fine. I'm not for everyone. Just for the people that choose to spend time with me.
Sure, I choose to.
And you can keep up with me. You're a quarter mile of life kind of guy.
I can't even keep up with you.
Almost had me. You never had your car.
I'm going to assume that's from a movie I haven't seen. So Let's Get Personal came out, because I've never done online dating before last year. I still really don't have any interest in doing it other than for this show and creating content for it. But last year we did it after that breakup, and I thought it'd be fun to see what's out there. And it turns out there's a bunch of garbage out there.
Now, let's kind of recap what happened last go-around. We put you on Plenty of Fish because
Plenty of Fish,
the budget, IBWIP budget was very low.
It was negative 109.
Negative 109. how many times did you meet a girl face to face?
Zero.
How many times did you have sex with a girl from Plenty of Fish?
Eight. No. it was all glory hole related. No faces, no face to face contact.
God, that sounds like the perfect relationship.
I'll meet you at the wall. I'll meet you at the wall.
Doesn't matter what it is.
Be at the wall. This feels a lot like a hairy man's asshole. I assure you, I'm a woman.
So we thought, hey, we have Heather here now, and maybe she could help give us the female, like, help us answer the questions.
Are questions? Yeah. Okay. Yes. Ooh, that sounds fun.
He's filling out a new profile. What's the website?
What is it?
It's plentyoffish.com. I'm not the same one. But last year...
So it's all about getting boned.
Okay. It is. Last year I had my long hair.
Yeah.
And I have never had so many compliments in my life to when I immediately cut my hair recently. Someone's like, oh, the hair looks great. You know, I just feel like not every... You have to take advantages of time in your life when you can try something different, and that's what I was doing. When I got laid off from Caterpillar, I was like, you know what, let me grow out my hair. Just see. I did it once before, but I was like, I know I don't have this opportunity all the time, and right now I'm in a position where I can't do that, and it's fine. I keep my hair short, but I took advantage while I could, and everybody hated it, and probably most of the people on Plenty of Fish hated it because I wasn't getting a lot of interaction. I did talk to a handful of girls. One girl sent me a bunch of nudie pics.
Best pics.
One 19-year-old black girl tried to get me dead. Try to rob me, yeah. I think.
She's like, hey, you want to smoke some weed? Come over to my house. It's 11:30 at night.
Welcome to every 19-year-old girl in the whole entire world. Right. So I don't know if she's trying to rob you.
Okay, so what are we doing here?
Well, I'm starting a new profile. I'm starting from scratch. New name. Obviously, new photos to represent the new
hair. What's your new name?
Thank you. You tell me. I want you guys' input. Do I go in being a smartass? Do I represent who I really am? And come up with quasi-intelligent responses to goofy questions? Or do I go in there completely legit? Do I throw my heart on the table? What do I do to get the most results?
You have to think about...
No,
okay,
king of your rod, sorry. No,
what's that?
No king of my rod. Nothing about
you're
your
talking about
dick.
Names now.
Yeah, no dick in your
name.
I'm
scratching these off right now, okay?
All
right,
yeah, none of that shit.
What were you going to say?
If you want to have an actual woman even attempt to have sex with you, you have to be honest. I mean, that's the bottom line. Because if she sees some jack-off... Mm-hmm. on the internet doing some jack-off shit, then she's not going to be interested because she doesn't want to be murdered.
But honestly, aren't I a jack-off?
Come from a murder place on women. You're a jack-off, but you have a real name, right?
Yeah.
You have a real name.
Classy Jack.
So you can't call yourself like
that's my name.
Jazzy Touche.
Jazzy Two Shoes?
Can't say Jazzy Two Shoes. That's cute, though.
I think the best thing for him to do is to do the opposite that all the guys on there are doing.
Yeah.
They're all trying to be witty. Like, they're trying to be, like, cool.
Yeah.
What are the questions?
Just be straight up. We got to figure out his name. We got to do the name first.
Okay. What? So,
are you trying to have actual sex with these people?
It's not
like
necessarily.
Legitimately,
it's not
if they messaged you would have sex with them.
To be completely honest, I'm doing this solely for the show. I wouldn't be doing it otherwise. And I'm going out to just have experiences.
You want to have experiences in legitimate real life with these people?
Well, I mean,
why can't he just do like just say just Jason?
Hashtag
I like just Jason.
Just Jason.
Because you're like,
you know what?
Guy.
You can say this is the internet, and so I just don't want to say my last name until I meet you. Mm-hmm. You have to meet in open places, but I like just Jason.
Yeah, and just saying you're a simple, funny guy. I'm just Jason.
There's no games.
Yeah, there's
I'm
nothing
just
here.
Going to
there's
murder
no fucking.
You.
But isn't no games? Isn't that what everyone says out there? Like, yo, I'm not into playing games. I'm looking for the right one.
No, you're not gonna say it. You're just like, I'm just Jason. You're not gonna mention that you're not playing any games. You're just gonna be like honest and you know say, hey, I like anal sex.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you can't stay overnight at my house. Hey, I like to take a shit twice a day.
If you want to have good experiences with ladies with fun stuff
like
that,
fart,
I think you should just
room.
Say Jason Tosher. And I think you should just say your full name straight up on there.
Wow, this is seemingly bad advice.
No, that's excellent advice. That's
what'd you
excellent
say? What, what's
advice.
It?
Should, hold on. You know what?
Adam's shaking his head like,
I think Plenty of Fish will accept numbers in their name.
Isn't Facebook like a way to sign up? Most of these people you meet are going to be Facebook signed
up. I'm not on Facebook.
I know, but they're all going to have their first and last name from Facebook already on there.
But
you're already going to, I'm sorry, but they're already going to meet you and they're already going to be on Facebook. So they're already going to have that level of like, I'm a legit person. Here's my entire Facebook. If you're not on Facebook, I'm going to need something that says that you're not like
I mean, but it's just a
murderer.
It's just a
you're
screen
trying to get
name,
women
though.
To be with you. And you're trying to get women right. to be
I'm
with
I'm not
you.
Dead yet. My life
women
isn't over. What if I am?
To
what if I turn
security.
Out to be a murderer? I might be a murderer. I don't know.
Oh, I want to find out.
Are you a murderer? Okay. I'm sorry.
I feel like putting your last name is dangerous. But they do. I know they in their usernames you can't put numbers. Should I just put my social security number, you think?
Yeah, that'll work.
So my Adam, you're giving me a thumbs up over there.
Backwards, maybe?
Just Jason and then
backwards
your social
every
security
third,
number.
Every third one.
Social security number, credit card number. I feel like using
all your passwords.
Let you use your social security number.
All your passwords and all your PIN numbers.
Okay.
Just Jason.
So I'm hearing hearing a lot of people saying honesty. I think me being a smartass and goofing around and having fun with the questions is really me.
That's beautiful.
And
I want you to have that because I enjoy I like
it
I,
was funny.
It
I had
funny
my profile was very
and
funny.
And you what you would have attracted if Plenty of Fish had those kind of women on it. You would have attracted someone that's like minded in your
and that
sense
got
of humor.
It and it was like oh that's funny.
But
I like
you
that.
Didn't meet any girls. That
I didn't
got
meet
it.
Anyone even close to that. Instead, I read a lot of profiles that started like this. I have two kids, and they mean the world to me, and nothing else comes before them. At the end there, I got so bitter, and we only did it for like 2 months maybe. Yeah. At the end, I got really bitter, and I changed my profile to say, hey, I've got two televisions at home. They mean the world to me. These televisions will always come first. And I think I said some shit about how I was smarter than most of them. I got really bitter.
How did it go?
No response there. There was radio silence after that. So you guys, basically, you guys are saying, be completely honest with my profile.
Hold on, do you have right? a picture on your profile?
I did. One of them was good. With long hair. One was one where I had spoons over my eyes.
Are we taking a picture tonight? Are you going to put that on there? Or
we can do it tonight. I don't care.
We need a new picture of you because that's a big starter. You have to.
We can do that after the show. Are we going to do it during the show?
Is
this attractive? It looks like I'm wearing like 1980s headgear, like dental headgear.
It makes him look like he's got like
you got something. Like you're interested in something.
That's good. Hold on. One, two, three.
Oh, she didn't get it.
Did you get my fillings?
No, you didn't get it.
I hope you didn't get my fillings.
You moved too quick. You got to do it again.
Wait till it flashes over.
Actually, that's not a bad picture of you, though.
Let me see.
I think that is. It's a bad picture.
No, it's not a bad picture. It's got good angles.
I say it is.
Well, no one cares what you say about your own
right.
picture.
And thus the genesis of this bit is.
All right, sorry. What are these questions we're doing? I apologize. I really got us all sidetracked. Maybe not just me. I'll pretend like it's just me.
Heather.
Yes. Yes.
My name's Blake.
I don't know why it takes. So we're in 2015. Why does it take 5 fucking seconds to snap a shot? It's fuck your phone, man. Okay, I'm going to read off a couple questions.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's a million questions.
All right.
So we're not going to go through, but I'll read off a couple.
Let's just take turns answering them for you. Like I'll answer one, and then we'll go to the next one, and Heather will
good
do
thought.
It.
So be honest on my height. I'm looking for hangout friends dating long term. I don't know.
Hangout.
Okay. See, that I feel like. Okay.
Yeah, I think that
most people on there are like, I want to find someone to marry, and I don't want to marry anyone.
I don't think
be
people are looking
just
for people to hang out.
Be just Jason. You want to hang out first? Why? Like we said with Heather and her friend here with a Y. You don't want to go from here to there.
But isn't hangout just a euphemism for genitals and mouth?
Yes.
Isn't that what you want?
It is what I want, but is that what's going to attract the ladies? Yes. I mean, no doubt my genitals are pristine, but is that enough
friend.
To get the
you're not gonna,
out of his mouth?
But if you're just wanting the hang, you're not going to find...
If you put friend, then you're just going to have a bunch of fat girls that
no,
want
to
be your
you need
friend.
To put,
no, don't get me wrong. I don't want to put friends on there.
You need to put the looking for something, because those are the girls that are... That's why they're on there. They're not on there to hang out. They're looking for something.
They're looking for long term.
They're looking
Grace
for something.
Is
I think you need to do long term.
Beautiful woman, and she's on Plenty of Fish, and she's only looking for long term.
You have friend Grace?
Yes, I do.
Jennifer.
Jason's actually met
Grace.
I met Grace. She's dating.
She's not dating anyone right now.
She's not dating that guy in Peoria
no,
anymore.
No, you want me to hit her? You want me like, hey, what's up,
Heather? Can I fuck your friend Grace?
Well,
is that
that's
the
not the way
skin,
that I'm
going
to say it. But you're welcome to go on dates. You know what?
You know what?
Grace wants
sell it
to
her that way. See what she says.
I'll say. All right.
Uh, boy. Okay, there was a
dude, I'll mention her to you.
There was one. How old is she? Like 22, 23?
She's like 24, 23.
I'm really old. Yeah.
He's 32. I'm
23. 32?
Hey. Look at you,
man. You're pretty old compared to her.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? The younger they are, the better they can train them.
Kind of fucking awesome.
Adam and I are like the same age.
Train them while you can.
Me and Blake are the same age.
Yeah, we're 40.
We're 40.
Older guy. I like older guys. I'm okay with
you know what? Me
guys.
Too.
All right. So long term.
Right,
looking for long term.
Profile, Jason. We get it. You're single. You're lonely. What's the next?
Describe your personality in one word.
Funny, dude. Seriously,
beach bum.
You're funny.
Bookworm. Bro grammar, which is a thing.
Hold on. Are these the words they're giving you?
Yeah.
Is this a bullet?
Choices?
Like you only have these options.
I'm scrolling down. Coffee snob. Daredevil. Design snob. Fashionista. Honestly, I will.
Flannelista.
Last year, I put princess, which may have staved off a few people. I don't know. Professional rock star. Not professional. Those are two separate ones. Tattooed, pierced, tree hugger, sapiophile, which I think some people could misread, and I will be sent out to sea. Vegan, yogi. Again, these are all things, apparently, that I am...
There's not comedian
what?
Or
keep
funny?
Keep going. What is the next one?
Oh, there's really a ton.
Is there one for comedy or funny or...
Yeah.
Or dry humor.
There is asshole.
Charmer. Is there a charmer, maybe?
Adventurer, animal lover, artsy, athletic, beach bum, blogger, blue collar, bookworm, programmer, chef, class clown, club kid, coffee snob, comic
class worm. Clown.
I actually got that in high school, yeah. And it has not served me well.
Well, take it. Take it now.
Yeah.
Diva, fashionista, film, TV, Diva. Junkie, free thinker. Foodie, geek, gamer, hedonist, hipster, hippie, homebody, hopeless romantic, humanist, intellectual. And the list goes on.
Let's talk about how anyone would be labeled a hedonist. Like, I am a hedonist above everything else.
If there isn't any other comedy one in there, class clown, I mean, this is going
to
happen.
I'm a hedonist. I like to stay warm. Even in the summertime, I always have two blankets.
I don't think that's what that means. But
no, not even a
blanket.
I understand what you're saying.
I was just trying to work it. Say, wow,
okay, what's the next
26
one?
26 minutes and we've answered two questions.
When it comes to, we'll get past it real quick here. We'll wrap it up. When it comes to dating, what best describes your intent? I want a relationship, looking for casual dating, no commitment, want nothing serious. I'm putting in a serious effort to find someone. I am serious and want to find someone to marry.
No.
Putting a serious effort into finding someone.
Yes, serious effort into finding someone.
No, not a chance.
You don't like that?
No.
What do you like?
Casual dating.
Casual dating.
Casual dating is what he
says. I feel like...
Casual dating thing is going to scare off a lot of the ladies.
All right, how serious are we about it? Is it just a serious amount?
I don't know what he's
like
looking
for. Mildly that's serious amount
of what I'm looking for.
Yeah, if you're super serious, then put a serious. And if it's not,
my mind is wide open. I have no intention in my life.
With minds wide open.
Well, let's
filling
take,
out this data profile.
Let's do more serious dating then.
Yeah,
because this is what you haven't done. You haven't done that, right?
I don't think I put
and
that
and it's
going to
bring
year.
Out more interesting contacts and more interesting people.
Are you using
people.
Your wish? Are
Let's
you,
do it.
He's a dad,
are you using
so
your
I mean,
wish?
Really.
I wish you want to choose that
yeah,
one
me.
Okay.
Right now. It's
what'd
a
you
lame
say?
Wish. I wish you choose the more serious dating.
I, wish yeah,
I do too. I think he should too.
That's fine.
That's a big wish.
What I really
that.
Am looking
do
for
it.
Out of this, though, is just experiences.
Do it.
I will go out with people.
You will get experiences.
I sleep with people. I don't care.
Pizza.
I'm a bit of a whore.
Jason, make it happen. That's it. The wish is done.
Okay.
The wish is granted.
Okay. That's
serious.
What is your longest relationship? Okay, that can be honest with that one. First name, show first name on profile. Income, they want my income. They trying to embarrass me in front of the internet. they ask questions about your family and birth order. Headline, what should my headline be?
Oh, that's headline. Desperately seeking Susan.
Yeah.
I'm looking for people that are 40 and over that understand this reference. Should I put that in there?
That's true.
Thanks,
you're
Madonna.
You're looking for a wet, hot American...
Sunburn.
like
Unbreakable, Kimmy Schmidt. No.
You know what?
Looking for love in all the wrong places.
I'm going to be me or something lame with a couple hashtags after, or with a couple emojis afterward. Pretty normal.
In the immortal words of NSYNC, it's going to be me.
Oh, okay. That is fun.
Do I have to put that
whole thing?
I
actually like in the immortal words of NSYNC,
yeah,
it's going to be me.
It's going to be me.
That's actually really funny.
That'll bring out the gay guys.
That's really good. That's super good, Biggie.
Yeah, maybe I'll open it up to men too.
Hey. Try it.
No.
I'm you up said for you're it. Trying for new experience.
Yeah.
And not to mention that's
or
a,
we could
no,
sucking a guy
that's
off.
Great reference.
A
new
you
that's
get
a great reference for anyone in the 90s.
You could draw on the 50-year-olds by, in the older words of New Kids on the Block.
It's going to bring all your younger ladies in. all of them.
Yeah, you better go with One Direction.
One Direction, yeah. I'll narrow my search tonight. Actually, pathetic, but I think I did have my date range like wide open, and they're like, "Oh no, you can't contact an 18-year-old."
Right?
Why not? And I was like, "She's
like, that's not okay."
I think she's down to pound, right?
I think you want somebody 30 or over. 30 or over, because you won't have anything. Like, you won't have anything to talk about if you don't put 30 or over.
That is true.
And to be honest with you, I can't say that I wouldn't date a 50-year-old if she.
I'm insulted mildly.
But do you guys have, Adam and Heather, do you guys have any troubles with references with each other when you're talking?
I guess some. Every once in a while, yeah.
There's not a lot of talking? It's a lot of gaping parts?
Fuck you.
What are you talking about?
I don't feel like gaping parts.
Too much of a gap as far as references.
Not too many gaping references.
No,
part.
I don't feel like too many gaping references are out there. I don't think there's.
No,
that's a good point.
Not at all. We make references. I mean, there's lots of things that are like haven't happened before or have happened before both of us were born, and we're able to talk about those sort of things.
It's not quite 10 years, so.
There's an intelligence level too. Like you guys are intelligent.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, like if you were just like a jock who played football and.
Yeah, if I was someone who only paid attention to the things that happened in my age, of course I wouldn't be able to tell anything.
If he was only someone who cared about the first
10 years of his life, then, yeah.
When I was like 27 or 28, I dated a girl that had just turned 19. So I was like 8 or 9 years older than her. And she wasn't like really intelligent, but there was nothing to talk about, only things to do.
As long as he had a glass pipe and some dabs, it was all good.
And so, I mean, obviously we're never going to have the same like experiences, but like. There's still like new things you can learn and new things you can talk about and especially like a lot of current like events are.
But just in talking about which age range to open up things, you guys are a perfect example of having that gap in age between you to say, is this an issue? But for you guys, apparently it's not. For me, it has been in the past.
Well, let's talk about this in this serious dating profile we're talking about.
What
question are we on? What are we still on?
We'll do two more questions here real quick.
All right.
If you want to be successful on POF, try this. Talk about your hobbies. Talk about your goals and aspirations. Talk about yourself and what makes you unique. Talk about your taste in music. Now, that last one, that's such a fucking cliche, right?
Everyone fucking talks about their taste in music, and I have
nothing to say.
Yeah.
Adam, what's up?
How's it going, Jason?
Adam, what kind of music do you listen to?
Well, I like a lot of experimental noise. I'm really into...
I like that, too.
Yeah.
Emo music. I love emo
a lot
music.
A lot of screaming.
Screamo?
Mascara. I like my musicians to have mascara.
Yeah.
Whale sounds.
Yeah, whale sounds is big.
Here's the generic answer. It's like, what kind of music do you listen to? You know, I listen to a little bit of everything. Yeah. Great. I've narrowed it down. We're a perfect match.
And Jason, I'm here to laugh a lot. I love to laugh.
You love to laugh?
Yeah, I love to laugh.
You like, you're a laugher?
Yeah.
I'm a laugher too, Adam.
Isn't that crazy?
I'm a laugher too.
Oh, maybe you guys should just start seeing each other.
Now are we boyfriend, girlfriend?
Very close.
Super close.
You guys have to touch privates.
Throwback. Cock docking.
One of you has to be uncircumcised.
Aw, damn.
Or just that
I really hope this.
That was my witty way of trying to see if you would budge, but you didn't.
Good job.
Or have an innie.
Let's all get our dicks out.
Okay.
Well, I hope this Plenty of Fish profile is better. Out. Is there another question?
There's plenty of other questions, but I don't want to hog all the time here.
Hog.
So, very good. Thank you.
So we'll have an update. we'll have an update very soon.
Speaking of hogs,
just be yourself. Just be yourself.
That's never worked before.
Never say never. Yeah.
All of your
it's
body.
So, it's so abrupt.
Let's hear all of your body talk.
All right.
All right, Heather. You say the thing
just
now.
Just bring that microphone down and you say.
You're the one who says it.
All right, I will. The next song is by the Rubber Knife Gang, and it's called Chasing Your Tail.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
It's our first show.
Now it's you.
Oh. Okay.
And now Big E says something that we talked about before.
In a stupor. IBWP is like picking a scab. Sure, it feels good picking and scratching it, but in the end you will just bleed.
Mm-hmm. the snows that I call. It won't buff my bed. You're neglecting all of those times I was out chasing your tail. Always chasing your tail.
Welcome back to the show, all my friends. This is regular Jason here, saying thank you to the Rubber Knife Gang. What are you going to accomplish with a rubber knife anyway? Intimidation? Maybe.
Yeah, you could get a Pollock and I don't know. That was
no.
Bad.
Finish your thought.
You could mug a Pollock.
You can mug a Pollock with a rubber knife because they're too stupid.
No.
Is that what you're saying? To realize it's a rubber knife?
Yes.
That is what you're saying.
Yes.
And as we plunge further into the depths of racism,
When Heather looks at me, and I need this. That's one of the things I need.
Well, Heather's half Pollock.
I need to look to my right and just see the look of disappointment that my wife would give me if she was sitting to my right.
Could you imagine what would have happened?
My right.
She was been here when I was talking about the Asians that one day.
Yeah, you were very racist.
My right.
My right.
You're very racist. Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
I didn't write anything for this part because I was too upset about having lost all the work I had done previously. But this is where I would talk about contacting the show. I feel that I write these things for no reason, because Blake, you get all the information. You find out who's writing and contacting the show, and I'm left to believe that nobody is.
That's not true.
Nobody. Okay, well, do you have an example?
I have plenty of examples.
Give me an example and how they contacted the show.
Okay, they contacted this show. The person on contacted us via Facebook.
Now, is this for the song or is this for IBWIP proper?
Does it matter?
Yes. Yeah.
It is clearly the song. Go ahead.
It's clearly the song.
All right. Here's somebody who posted, hi, Blake. Thanks for the ad on the friends request. More importantly, because being your friend is not important. No. More importantly, I want to say thank you for what you do with IBWIP. Just got turned on to this by seeing your post with Justin Wells. Awesome interview and podcast. I certainly enjoy the candid conversations with artists, singers, songwriters, such as him. Another person says, great podcast, Blake. And Justin loved it. Blake and Justin loved it. And I'm also a lyric guy hanging on every word in the song, an artist, and I'm passionate about. Was turned on to your... Oh, that is turned on to your music. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
And Blake, the podcasting god, has dropped another diamond on us. A special thanks to Possessed by Paul James for answering the questions we've wondered for about.
Now,
you.
A diamond is coal that has been put under pressure for millennia. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
About the speaker sounds?
Yeah.
About the sounds in my ear?
Yeah, it's the best I can do. Sorry.
So these people probably contacted you via Facebook or blake@ibwip.com. Maybe they subscribe to the show in iTunes or Stitcher Smart Radio. It almost sounds like it's... What does that sound like? It's raining, maybe?
It's raining men.
It's a tough wind. It's raining men.
It's
hallelujah.
It's a bunch of cicada.
Men. You know what those reviews sound like to me?
Yeah.
What's that?
That he's got a new girlfriend, and this is just...
Nope, they were all men. They all had penises.
No, that's excellent. I'm so excited.
This is old. This is old reviews. Hat now.
It is old hat. Stupid hat.
I'm so glad that they are picking up on the newest part of this exciting adventure that is IBWIP.
They have been checking out IBWIP as well.
Yeah, like heck I said, yeah. You know, you have no shortage of people coming to you and say, hey, Blake, look at all these songs I've got. Why don't you pick one and interview me? You've got them lined up for the next few weeks. Easy, right?
Yeah, I actually have to tell people fuck off. I'll get a hold of you in a couple
over.
Months. So I've actually gotten people, yeah.
Well, that's awesome. I wish some people would contact this show with the same vim and vigor.
Yeah, for 8 years we've been doing this one. For that one, about a month and a half.
Well, it's a good thing for that show, though.
Right. And the more people that contact us about this show, the more eager we will be to launch the third podcast.
Well, oh, yeah. We do. We are talking about another podcast. We've been chatting it up.
Do we want to talk about
what
it?
What is that?
No? I don't know. Should we talk about it?
I'm pretty proud of the name.
Da-da-da.
Yeah. Okay. In the near future, in 2015, at some point, we will be launching Couch Pilots.
I knew it.
And me and Jason, we will be watching the first season. We'll do 10 episodes, and they will be we'll be watching pilots from the 80s.
Pilot episodes, programs.
Television pilot episodes. And then season 2 will be another 10 episodes where we do the 90s. And then season 3 will be the 2000s, and then we'll go from there.
That sounds awesome. Yeah.
And so I want to be on it. We're really smart.
we have opinions about sex. Oh, wait, sorry.
I have opinions about sex.
You want your own podcast about sex?
I know I want to be on it with you guys, but I'll be on a podcast about sex with Heather, like talking
sex
with Heather.
Sex with Heather. Sex with Heather.
Hell yeah. Hedonism with Heather.
That's
I don't
awesome.
Think that name's taken either. So.
All right. Well, contact the show. Now I'll do my part. Hey, folks.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, bro.
We have a sponsor because they're super cool. They're called... It's Craft...
Whoa.
Hello.
What?
That was our old sponsor. Our new sponsor is RockyTopVapor.com.
RockyTopVapor.
And
fabulous.
ShockerEliquid.com. You can go to either one of those sites. Now, the Shocker eLiquid is just the liquid line.
Liquid only.
You get 20% off using IBWIP20.
All right.
You go to Rocky Top Vapor, it's not just our favorite line, Audio Fog, which is by far the shit.
I love their t-shirt.
Me too. American Apparel. But they also have tanks. They have tanks, mods, everything you need. You get 20% off everything, not just the Audio Fog juice.
Everything.
And I just got done talking to the president of the company the other day. They love the show. They love sponsoring us. They love the business relationship.
Yeah.
And they're hoping to, you know, have a closer relationship with us.
Yeah. They're really trying to take this to the next
right, and
level.
They want to have a lease with us.
They're trying to make this Facebook official.
Stuff.
What I'm trying to do is
that's
first,
pretty intense.
I want to have really a Facebook official relationship with them, and then
okay.
I want to talk them in. I put a little seed in their ear. I think they need to help us out with an IBWIP juice line.
Oh, Mondo, they do. Mondo, they do.
I don't know what Mondo means, but
Mondo
that's probably
means
good.
Most certainly a lot, they do. Oh, yeah.
Do you think Adam looks like Heartland Heartthrob? Yes.
Yeah.
He does. Yeah.
He looks like
he's like a beef.
That's a good thing.
He's like a stockier Heartland
like a
Heartthrob.
Beefier,
like a beefier. Yeah. Like if Brett Conlon played football or rugby.
Like if he was a real heartthrob.
Oh,
like,
snap.
Snap on.
Meadowlands and cotton fields, white knuckles on the steering wheel. I watch the world go rolling by, and your head against the window, and my jacket for a pillow. I hear you breathing as the engine softly whines, and I don't know where we're going, but we're making good time. Dust flying on a gravel road, dashboard Jesus chaperone. Innocence just jumped the county line. And this stretch of two-lane freedom, I don't care where it's leading. By my side, and I don't know where we're going, but we're making good time. It don't matter where we go, New Orleans or some border town by Mexico. Toss the dice and let the four winds drive. I don't know where we're going, but we're making good time. Jacket for a pillow. I hear you breathing as the engine softly whines.
Damn, you're ever in Boise, Normal.
Shut up over there. That was Making Real Good Time. Swallow the Ice. Making Real Good Time by Stacey Dean Campbell. Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a boy, but listen, I want to get him on the show. I know a lot of songwriters, and I know a lot of singers, and I know a lot of bands.
Piano players.
I love accordion players. I had sex with one once.
Nice.
But Stacey Dean Campbell is a lyrical genius that came into a big corporate music scene when it was not fitting for him. But since then, he's made like some awesome music, and I really want to have him on the show. And that would probably be like the one of the pinnacles.
Well, when you stop the mics and we start playing the song, you're like, I love this song.
Yeah.
I love this guy.
Yep.
And you don't say that about all of them.
Yep.
I don't. Mostly say, I hate this motherfucker. These guys are jackasses. But this guy, you're like, I like this dude.
Yeah, that's kind of what I do.
Good.
All right, well, it's that time again. Big E is next to me, so we can only do one thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The King.
That's right.
Some would say that he brought rock and roll to the world. I'd say it was Hank Williams Sr., but hey, we'll deal with it. All right, folks, we are doing What's Up in East Smoking. We're talking about... What is going on over there? Oh, it's so cute. We're talking about Rockin' Vape out of Des Plaines, Illinois. Our good friends at Rockin' Vape, Freddie, he hooked us up with some tank. A couple tanks.
Are those the first tanks you've gotten from people?
And that's awesome.
This is our first equipment we've received from anybody.
Wow.
Des Plaines, Illinois. It's a up and coming
Des Plaines, boss.
Up and coming vape store. It's very difficult to have stores, you know, yourself.
I do know.
And so we wanna help out our friends.
Help out the mom and pop businesses,
mostly in the vape group. So they are located at 1167 East Algonquin. I don't know what...
Algonquin, Illinois.
No.
How beautiful.
Algonquin Road.
Algonquin Road.
In Des Plaines, Illinois.
In Des Plaines, Illinois.
Their email is rockinvape@gmail.com. Business hours, Monday through Friday, 11 to 7. Saturday, 10 to 8. Sunday, 11 to 6. On September 19th, they're having their grand opening, big grand opening. They've been open for a while now. They actually had a burglary.
Yeah.
Jesus.
They haven't even been open.
They've been open for like a month and a half, and they had a burglary. It's a bunch of bullshit.
They take money, or they just
come for
the juice?
No, they take the shit.
I think they just took juice and...
And the mods.
Like $2,500 worth of merchandise or something like that.
Yeah. Jeez.
But they got mods, tanks. They have the exclusive Grand Vapors e-juice line. Customer service, priority number one. Freddie and the guys there will take care of you. If you've never vaped before, or if you're just starting out, you're going to go in there, and they're not going to be like, hey, douchebag, head on out the door. We don't have time for your shenanigans. They're going to be like, listen, this is how you do it. This is what you do. This is what this is called.
Yeah.
They want to make sure when you leave there that you're confident with whatever you buy there.
That's good. I'm glad.
Yes.
A lot of times I think you talk to like bigger businesses. How did you get hooked up with this mom and pop place?
I met Freddie at Moonrunners this year.
Up in Chicago.
Yeah, up in Chicago. And we have been talking for quite a long time. They sent us some juices that they have from Grand Vapors. And I said, hey, we do a lot of juices. We do a lot of juice reviews, but we've never done a tank or a mod. And he's like, I'll tell you what, guys. I'll send you guys, you and Big E, I'll send you a tank. You know, do a review on it. You know, and just talk about Rockin' Vape, because it's like a 50s, 60s kind of like diner kind of theme.
That's cool. Everyone's got their own gimmick. That's a cool theme. Hence the Elvis music.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's the only thing. When I hear Rockin' Vape, that's all I think about is Elvis.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah.
So Heather's going to hold this up. This is the tank that we are going to be looking at today. It's the Smoke VCT Pro sub ohm tank. There it is. 5 milliliters. It holds five milliliters of juice. Stainless steel. I don't know what she's trying to do.
I was trying to open it.
Go ahead.
Okay,
no chance.
Here's your specifications. Material is glass and stainless steel. Capacity, 5 mils. Dimension is 22 by 71.5 millimeters. You don't need to know the weight, but it's a 510 connection. Here's the introduction. The VCT Pro is an upgrade over the original VCT.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Fuck
them. It's good.
All right, so here's what it is. All right, it's a tank. Now, most of you guys know that I've been dripping Yeah. All I've been doing is dripping.
Is a dripper.
I've been dripping for like 3 or 4 months straight, and where I couldn't find
a
tank.
Get a napkin.
Straight dripping.
She does comedy
straight
on the side.
Dripping, yo.
She said, "You should get a napkin. It's not in there, hon."
But there is extras. It does come with an extra tank, or an extra glass tank, and it comes with two
coils.
Comes with two coils.
Now the thing about this is the airflow on this. Here, why don't you hold this up? This is the actual tank. Why don't you hold that up? The airflow is what's funny about this one is the tip has an adjustable airflow as well as the tank. You're gonna have to hold it up a little higher, hon. What? I don't know what. It looks like you're holding a condom and a tank.
A glass condom.
Be careful with that
glass.
We don't want to break
thing.
It. So it already has a huge air hole.
Adjustable
air hole at the bottom.
Yeah, huge air.
And
two-sided.
I love the tank, except for
the tip.
The tip.
That was the
scaring me.
First thing that me and Blake. What is up with this tip? That was
right because I was when he told me about it. He's like, "Oh, it's got adjustable airflow on the tip." I'm like, "That's awesome," you know. And because you run yours pretty hot, you
I'm at 60 watts. I'm we got this thing
60 watts full wide open.
Right.
At least on this mod for me.
But for me, the tip is pretty wobbly inside, and I thought maybe it was just mine. I got a bad seal or something.
Wonky.
But they're wonky. That's the word you use was wonky.
They're wonky.
Now is that a technical term?
Wonky.
No, that's a
that's a ghetto peeking
term. You know
what?
It's a synonymous of janky.
Janky.
Or
wonky.
Synonymous of bizarre.
So
it's not a good fit. I mean, maybe if it had a bigger O ring, it would fit in.
Right.
There,
so I don't think the tip fits well in it. And I also don't really necessarily think that I need more. On a tank like this with the huge airflow, the airflow hole on the bottom is probably it's got one on each side. They're probably it's probably an inch wide on both sides.
Oh yeah,
and so that's plenty of airflow.
The coil itself has huge airflow holes, juice holes.
The juice holes on these are huge. They're vertical.
Yeah, like a square vertical.
They're vertical instead of like a little. So more juice can get in, which.
Are you fucking with me?
No.
Are you fucking with me or not?
Jason.
You keep saying
focus.
Juice hole and air hole and
they're obviously messing
just
with
the tip.
You and
stop
your...
fucking with me, man. What do you want me to say about this review?
Back to the
this is just me and Big E.
If you open up the airflow on the top on this tip.
On the butthole?
On the tip.
On the tip. If you open up the air, it really takes away from the flavor. I mean, a lot. I mean, it just.
I'm sorry.
You open it up, it just mutes it. It's just
so
like,
what I did was I took this wonky, quote unquote, wonky tip, and I didn't even put a tip on it. I just fucking.
Oh, you've been vaping without it? Well, it does
tipless.
Have.
Tipless.
It does have heat sinks.
Here's a tip.
So.
Don't use one.
Look at that cloud production. Unbelievable.
Good job.
We get all the keywords. Hell
so,
yeah. High Air 5, Jason.
Big E, you are a tank guy more so than a dripper.
Yeah, because I can't really.
What are you doing? You trying to fit that mic up your nose? Yeah, you almost had
you
it.
You were close. Yeah.
I don't have.
You've had an Atlantis.
I've had Atlantis. I've had the Ego 1 Mega. I've got a Star Tank.
What is the Cadillac of tanks?
Right now,
yeah,
it's
like cell phones. They're coming out with them.
Yeah,
they're by the time you get one, there's three more
outdated.
That come out.
Yeah. And there's really not much more you can do with it.
But here's a couple things I like about this one. I like that it's tall.
Yeah. I like the 5 mil juice capacity.
Right, the 5 mil juice capacity.
What does the tallness help to it?
Well, it can hold 5 mils of juice. Like if I filled this up, and I'm at work.
Mm-hmm.
I've got about three quarters, about a quarter left before I get home. So
yeah, I've got it.
Whereas I don't have to take juice with me.
I've got an all day vape out of it. So
I like about this one is a lot of these tanks at the bottom they screw in. This one really is just seal on seal.
No, it screws.
It screws the coil screws in.
Yeah.
But the actual base doesn't.
Yeah, no.
Doesn't screw in.
I like that.
It doesn't.
I like that.
Want.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. So if I was, I would say for even a beginner,
Intermediate?
No, this isn't for the beginner. It's a sub-owned take. It's somebody that needs to know a little bit what they're getting into. It's a tank. You fill it up from the bottom. It's a bottom fill. It's not a top fill.
Right.
You fill it up from the bottom. You put it on there, and you hit the button, and it works.
That's the long and short
that
of it.
That is it.
We're going to try to wake up Heather here. Hey, you all right there?
Yeah,
you want to try it? Why don't you try it?
Yeah.
Price point on this, because this is one. It's a good tank, and it's actually one of the cheaper tanks too.
Oh, right. It's
most of your tanks are going to run you like $40. I think this one's like $20, about right around. I don't know. I don't quote me on the price. I've seen them on the internet, not at Rock and Bait, but I've seen them other places for like about the $27 range somewhere in there.
Oh,
Rock and Vape sent us three or four juices from Grand Vape, and I saw this one on the list, and I instantly said, I've got to have this. Asian porn.
Hold on. Is that what I was
no.
just?
Okay. No.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. That's what you're just. It was great, wasn't it?
What is in that? She is.
That.
She likes.
What happened?
She likes custardy.
Did she
flavors.
Drop some beans when we weren't looking? She is out there.
The fucking fire. Dude, the fireball has kicked in. Fireball is.
Yeah,
that's what
fireball
will do to you.
That's what fireball does to you.
Fireball.
Empty
comes.
Your purse.
So
fireball is like creeper weed, y'all. Seriously. It's like, oh, man, I'm drinking this fireball. Everything's okay. And next thing you know, you're like,
Rockin' Vape is quite an interesting
fucked.
Brand, to say the least.
All right. So, yeah. Rockin' Vape. Here's the thing about the store. It's in Des Plaines, Illinois. A lot of people that listen to the show all over the country are like, hey, I'm not going to drive to Des Plaines, Illinois. Right now, they don't have an online store, which is in the works, doing an online store.
But they got a big parking lot.
They have rockin-vape.com that's just coming soon. But for right now, you can email them at rockinvape@gmail.com, and you can get stuff through them. They also have a Facebook page. Definitely check them out. Freddie's a good guy. Freddie has been very generous to us.
Support the little guy, right?
Yeah, support the guys that are just starting out. I mean, they've only been open for like 2 months, and they've already fucking been robbed.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, are you talking about the guy who just... The rock and vapor,
yeah.
that
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, he got robbed.
I whatever you're into right now, I am on board.
She's
whatever,
lost her mind.
Wherever your mind is, take me with you.
Can I just
grab
say
my
the
hand
like?
And pull me in.
All right, so Rock and Vape, check them out. Des Plaines, Illinois.
Weird people being
East
wrapped up in the Algonquin corn on
Road.
There.
What? Algonquin Road.
What the fuck kind of name is that?
That's it's Indian.
It's an engine name.
Oh, I'm sorry. I offended somebody else. give them a call, 847-795-2680.
Feather, not dot.
You can get the Smoke VCT Pro sub-ohm tank. You can get any...
Wrap
inside
of a woman with tentacles all around her. Something like that.
Some Asian porn.
You know what?
Yeah.
We're in Central Illinois.
Get some crazy non-consensual porn featured artist right
okay.
on there.
Hold on. Let her finish.
That's all. Yeah.
Blake... They're in Des Plaines, you said, right?
Yes.
We're in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
We're not playing.
I'm going to go check it out, I think.
All right.
I am actually really excited to support the little guy. I think I'm going to go check out this place.
If you're in the area, September 19th, grand opening, they have raffles, giveaways.
Food.
Everything that you would need, except Fireball, because obviously Heather's had enough. Thanks, Freddie.
Yes.
We didn't do our smoke across the table. Do you want to do it real quick?
Cross vapors. What
yeah.
It
what do we call it?
Docking.
What was it? Docking. Vape docking.
Docking. Vape docking.
Do it. Get it. Oh, you didn't really.
Fan interference.
There you go.
We had the fan going. It wasn't near as cool. All right, folks. Well, again, thanks to Rockin' Vape. Check them out.
Yes.
Heather, are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right, because we have a really, really important guest.
Okay, good. I'm excited about this guest.
Are you sure?
Let's do it. I'm ready. Okay. I'm so excited.
All right.
Let's get into it. Let's get started.
We have, as many of you know, Subway Sandwich Corporation has had some issues.
Oh, they got a new kids' meal.
Kids?
They got a new kids meal.
Yeah. They're trying to make some changes. They've had a bad light shed on them. Jared Fogler said, "Hey, I like little kids, and I like to and I like to do stuff with them, and
I like to piddle.
And we don't condone that.
Nope.
So there's been such an influx of people applying to be the new spokesperson for Subway. Subway called me, emailed me at blake@ibwip.com and said, hey, we've got somebody in your area that wants to interview. And so we know that you guys do a lot of good interviews. Oh, my God. There's crazy stuff going on right now.
Don't worry about it. Keep going.
Trying to focus.
Keep going.
I'm trying to focus
on you. It's like you're at a high school party and these two are getting on. And then people start to look like, dude, don't worry about it. Just keep playing.
Keep going. Keep
playing beer pong. Okay, so we have with us Daniel Leslie. Is that correct, sir?
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Hey, Daniel. My brother's name is Daniel.
That's my name, too. I'm Daniel Leslie.
My brother.
Daniel, Subway had contacted us, said you were a local person. I think you only drove like 3 hours to get here.
That's right. From Des Plaines, Illinois.
And you're wanting to be the new face of Subway.
There's such an opportunity right now for me and for so many people around the world to get a positive light shed on them, despite what's happening with Jared Fogle. I thought maybe I could be that man.
That I want nothing more than for you to
be a man.
Were you Napoleon Dynamite?
Kip? No.
That may or may not have inspired the voice.
Hell yeah. So what makes you think that you are the best representative for Subway?
Well, so many people out there are like, let me be the voice. Let me be the future of Subway. Jared was a part of that corporation for many years until he fell from grace, and now I think I am the man that can be the face of a sandwich.
Why is that?
Because I love salami. I love Genoa. I love turkey.
Do you like the flatbread better than...
I love Black Forest ham, Blake.
Hold on. So you just love the
Black Forest ham, Blake.
Black Forest ham. Here's a question. A customer comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And a customer orders a club on white,
right.
6-inch, can't take a full foot.
Mm.
And he
Who
wants
could?
And he wants bacon on his sandwich.
Right.
Now, he's going to say, why does Subway charge $1.50 for 2 pieces of bacon?
They don't charge $1.50.
Yes, they fucking do.
No, they don't. Yes. Not for a 6-inch, for a foot long, they'll charge you $1.50.
Yeah, they charge me $1.50. And so So what would you say to the customer who's upset and saying, hey, why $1.50 for a little bit of pork product?
Well, this really makes me feel like I'm running for class president at high school, you know? I can tell everyone I will lower soda prices, but I really don't have any control over that, Blake. I would love to be the face of Subway and attract new customers, but when it comes to pricing and premiums on bacon, that's way out of my ballywick.
You know what, Daniel? Daniel, that was a trick question. You answered it very good.
Did I really?
You did a very good job.
So this interview is going really well.
Really well.
But what makes you
gay? I can't control that, Heather.
This is not an that Arby's. Question.
How dare you?
No, but what makes you Jared? You know he's not so great. In the
I don't
end,
even like to say his name. He gives me the willies.
I get that.
Let's call him JF.
Okay, let's call him JF
for Jared Fogle.
Oh, I like it. So JF, he ate the sandwiches in addition to doing other things, but it was the...
sandwiches while he was piddling.
With the premise of losing weight. So are you... Right. Because that's Subway's kind of thing, is eat healthy.
Eat fresh.
Become healthy. So are you somehow becoming healthy or eating healthy in order to become healthy with Subway?
Right. Jared, he had a size...
No, what is good with you?
Right. I'm just saying that what Jared did was he had a pair of pants that were size 100, and he got them down to a very reasonable size, and he said it was because he was eating sandwiches all the time. And that's fine. You can eat sandwiches and lose weight. But, yeah, I think he was doing other things, too, to get there.
Of course.
And that's
Absolutely.
Not – I never had a weight problem, but I did have health issues. And
oh, goodness.
I know. You look at me now, and you would think, boy, he is the face of fitness. And you're absolutely right. I am. But it's not for without eating sandwiches.
You would make a great gay dude.
I want a turkey sub so bad right now.
Okay, so what health issues did you have?
Uh-oh. We've got some mic problems. Listen,
Oh, yeah, there you go. Jesus.
Jared was overweight. He ate sandwiches and got thin. Fantastic. I'm not going to go down that road, okay? I think a million people can do that, but what's something new under the sun, right? I'm something new under the sun. I'm a child of the 70s. I got involved in homosexual activity in the 80s, and I had AIDS, okay? I had HIV, which became AIDS.
You had it?
I had AIDS, that's right, okay?
Wait a minute.
First of all,
How do you had AIDS?
Well, I bought Kevin Trudeau's book of cures, okay? And it did not work. He said eat castor oil and alligator seeds, but I ate that and nothing happened. My AIDS only increased. So what I started doing was eating Subway sandwiches every day. I would have a foot long, and then I eventually only got down to 6 inches. And I love Black Forest ham.
Are you trying to insinuate that Subway somehow cured your AIDS or made it go away?
Look, if you want to connect the dots, that's up to you. I'm not a doctor or a physician or even some kind of sassy scientist.
Now, but Donald, I just have a quick question.
Daniel. Daniel Leslie, of course.
Daniel, if I were...
and you are.
If I were a sandwich, what kind of bread would you recommend to wrap me in?
You look like a delicious, wholesome Asiago cheese sandwich. I love a fresh loaf. Does anyone else love fresh loaves?
I think we're kind of getting off base here. Now,
let's get back on base. I want to be the new face of Subway.
Okay, and we're going to make that happen. Because I like you already, Daniel.
I like you, Blake Clayton.
Now, JF.
All right.
A little known fact about him is that the reason why he started going to Subway was because in college... He ran a porn site, an adult porn site, and it was taking off, and it was so busy and that he didn't have time to like leave. You know, he would go down the street to Subway because it's the only place, and then get back. So,
oh yeah,
yeah. No, I swear to God,
is this legit?
Yeah,
that's straight up what he was
going
doing
to
before.
School. While he's going to school, because that's what he was doing as well.
I don't remember.
So
that
while
commercial.
He also spent hours going to school. He was also doing this other thing,
yes,
right?
Okay, you can look it up on the internet.
I don't remember. Shit. I never saw a commercial.
So how the hell? So how the hell did someone?
We
gotta
get back to Daniel.
Daniel.
But I had a question. I was getting some information. So bring back
sorry,
to the question.
Keep going.
When you were in college,
right?
Did you have the AIDS when you got into college?
Right. Day one during orientation, I got AIDS.
Oh, no. That's the worst day to get it.
It really put a damper on my college experience.
It's the worst AIDS.
Of course.
The worst AIDS is
day one AIDS.
The worst AIDS is day one college AIDS.
Keep going.
Anyone will tell you.
What happened?
What, you want to know how I got AIDS?
I want to know the extent of the before, the after, the after.
Okay.
That's it.
First of all, God created me. Second of all, I totally got gay. Then I went to college and I sat on a toilet seat, and I got AIDS immediately.
Don't sit on the seat. Just go in the inside of the seat like it's meant to be.
Like hover over?
No, like sit on the empty spot. Like don't sit on the... Never mind.
I'm pretty sure... Look, there's no doubt that I had unprotected sex with many male partners during my college orientation.
We're going to need a barf bag again.
But I definitely sat on a seat unprotected. I would venture to guess that my AIDS came from that, and now it's completely gone.
Not from unprotected, homosexual sex.
What's that now?
Not from unprotected homosexual sex.
Not from unprotected sex.
Period.
Some would say that's maybe, but I trace it all. I was the patient zero of
baby.
AIDS,
that doesn't make any sense.
Toilet seat AIDS.
But it's
you
beautiful.
Fucked a monkey. No. Okay. So back, we're really losing track here.
I want Subway to make a commercial with me saying, if you don't want AIDS no more, have a 6-inch submarine style sandwich.
Okay, now Michael Jordan was recently in a trial where Dominique's grocery store used his likeness in Dominique's. Not to be okay. So anyway, and he said that he doesn't even take. Requests for advertising or for what do you call it, spokesperson,
yeah.
for nothing less than $10 million. Now,
right.
obviously you're new.
Right.
You know, you don't.
I'm a fresh face.
You're a fresh face. What would be the starting price that you would request? Like, let's say Subway says, yes, Daniel, we're going to make you the face of Subway.
Yeah.
What is your bottom line?
Now, I don't mean to promote other sandwiches, but Jimmy John's sandwiches, the owner gets 25 cents per sandwich sold. That is a fact. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
That's a lot. That's a lot of sandwiches. I had a Jimmy John's sandwich on the way over here, and 25 cents of that went to Jimmy John Leillard. But for me, I'm not going to ask that. What I want to do is first you can test my mettle as being a spokesperson by making a special AIDS sandwich. And I will take 10 cents of every AIDS sandwich sold.
And donate it.
And donate it to my own bank account. And then once they see the sales skyrocket, they'll sign me no lickety split.
Well, Puts, what do you put on an AIDS sandwich? What do you put on an AIDS sandwich?
Well, AIDS sandwich, it's got a lot. It's got white T cells in the form of mayonnaise.
Oh, Jesus.
It's got marinara sauce in the form of red blood cells.
So first off, we're just counting with lots of sauces. What's the meat?
It's a saucy sandwich.
And a virtual cornucopia of sauces. And then
a saucy sandwich, a pill
cocktail to finish it off.
What kind of chips?
Oh, just Doritos.
No.
Make it a meal deal, guys.
Well, here's the thing. What soda? Okay.
$2.25 to make it a meal deal.
Do you want me to reel with you, or do you want me to just pass?
You guys are here to vet me as a possible spokesperson. I really want you to run me through the ringer.
So I appreciate the idea of your whole thing.
Thank you.
However, I mean, Subway is all about creating healthy and fit options. And it sounds like you might have benefited health-wise, but your sandwich is literally the grossest thing I've ever heard.
But it's fresh.
It doesn't have anything healthy on it. You
It'll
literally
be so
named
fresh, though.
Two sauces that go on your
Put
sandwich.
Put some spinach on that motherfucker, then.
You just created a veggie delight,
Take
brother.
Take that spinach and put it on that motherfucker.
Well, that would be a veggie delight still.
Are you going to go with take some spinach and put it on that motherfucker as your slogan? Yeah.
If that's what they want me to do, I am wide open.
No pun intended.
It's gay.
You are definitely wide open because you have no good ideas.
I don't
Your
know
brain
why. Your
brain is wide open.
Well, help me then, Heather. I'm a man who was afflicted by AIDS, and now I'm done with AIDS because of sandwiches, and now you're trying to shit on my point.
No, I hear you. So I think what you should really do is you should market what you actually have.
Oven-roasted chicken breast.
Yeah, that's actually a great idea, is do an oven-roasted chicken breast with good vegetables on it, and you can make it your own sandwich. Because Jared didn't actually create his own sandwich. He just, like, used what was already in the whole
What would you name the
product.
Sandwich, Heather?
Chicken breast sandwich. You could just call it the...
Gobble, gobble.
Chicken breast lay AIDS to rest. How about that?
I like that. That's Very really nice. Good. Now, see, you already had it inside
have,
of you.
Have you been to...
And now the AIDS is outside of me.
Have you,
Don't say that.
Have you, I won't.
Have you been to a doctor or an AIDS specialist that can confirm that because of eating Subway, you no longer have the
yes.
AIDS?
Yeah, I went to my AIDS doctor.
Yeah, that's what they...
And they gave me the AIDS test, and they said, the AIDS are gone. And I said, well, I've been eating so many sandwiches, and I haven't been taking my daily cocktail. I can only attribute the loss of AIDS to all the 6 inches I've been downing.
Now, I'm seeing a lot of marketing right now. I just see... Just my
You're just seeing 6 inches fly right by your face.
Boom. No AIDS.
But then,
Subway.
Here's an idea. And I think
Italian herb bread.
If you let's see,
Subway.
Let's see if you'd be into this. Let's see if you'd be into this.
All right.
Okay. You come on the screen,
And
you would say, "Subway changed my life." You come onto the left side of the screen, and you say, "Subway changed my life." And you have a 6 inch in your hand. Then from the other side of the screen comes Magic Johnson, and he said, "Subway changed my life too." What would be the tag you would both say at the same time?
We would say, I don't know if it would be as much as us saying the same words at the same time, but it would be a Lady and the Tramp moment where I would be on one side of a foot-long cold-cut trio, and Magic Johnson would be on the other side, and we'd chomp it until we get to the middle together.
And you would kiss?
I would be up for just about anything with Magic Johnson.
That would be Magic Johnson's son.
What's that?
Nothing.
But here's my question is, how is it that you ate all these Subway sandwiches and you no longer have
Because I was hungry.
But Michael Magic Johnson is a billionaire.
Because he had money.
And he still has AIDS.
I don't think he has AIDS. I think he has. I think he has HIV. No, he doesn't even have HIV anymore.
You're a dirty liar. That's what I think we're all getting at right here.
Who's the dirty liar?
You.
Why are you saying these things?
Get rid of AIDS like it's nothing. That's not what happens to people with AIDS.
Do you think he's pulling a fast one on us?
AIDS?
Yeah, I do.
I think he's pulling a Jared Polo.
Maybe we should call
it
out like Eugene, the old person who wandered in here. He's pulling a
Jared Polo on us.
Same thing. You are lying. You are lying.
No, I'm not. AIDS is the new diabetes. It's totally manageable.
What? Well, it is a new diabetes in the sense that you can't get rid of it.
Look,
bitch.
You can't get rid of diabetes. You know what? This is my vow to you, Heather. I will take an AIDS test, and I will send the results to your house.
And
then
I
can't
wait for the positive results to
come to me. So negative to me. I don't know why you're doing this.
Well, you know what? It's because your test isn't negative.
That's right. It is negative, which is a good thing.
Negative.
You say the word negative, and you think bad, but no, negative is good when you don't want AIDS. What I'm going to do from here on forward...
some Culture Club playing in the background.
Play some Karma Chameleon, why don't you? Listen, what I want to do for you, Heather, is down a gallon of sucrose every day, some delicious high fructose corn syrup, and then I will get diabetes, and I will eat Subway sandwiches, and I will eradicate diabetes, and I will show you that the power of the sandwich is greater than you or I.
You know what I want to tell you?
I do.
The same thing that Winona Ryder said in the Heathers is that you were a beautiful person, and you're a beautiful human being.
Thank you.
And that's it.
Okay. I'm not trying to do anything but help cure the populace from AIDS and diabetes.
One sandwich at a time.
Daniel, we have one last question.
6 inches at a time, friend.
We have one last question for you, Daniel.
Okay, hit me. Hit me where it hurts.
Your last name is Leslie.
Correct.
Are you any relation to Brutus the Barber Beefcake?
Oh, who's so silly. Are you serious? Brutus the Barber Beefcake?
Yes.
So many people know him as Brutus the Barber Beefcake only, and they don't know him as Jean-Paul Leslie, as he is called.
Dad.
Which he is. He's my uncle. He's my father's brother. That's right. That's so funny. No one knows that. That's so wild.
Okay. Did you and Brutus ever wrestle as younger people?
Like when you first, the first day of college?
Yeah, maybe the first day of college.
The first day of college, we wrestled. And it was shortly after that I developed AIDS.
Daniel, thank you very much for coming on the show.
What a delight. I hope that you guys give me positive reviews to the Subway Corporation.
I have the interview questions, and I'll get everything typed up, and I'll send it to corporate. And I think it says on here in the email, let me see. They will get back to you in 2 to 3 weeks.
Are we talking about an email from Subway? Is that what we're talking about right now? Because that's never going to happen. Just so you know.
Heather, just so you know. I don't know. Well, how much input does Heather have into your choice, Blake? You're the podcasting god.
How much input do I have in what you're actually saying, Blake? How much of what you're saying is actually true outside of what I'm saying?
This is a ruse. This is a ruse.
This isn't a ruse.
I don't know what the fuck is going on. Scott, why don't you go ahead and tell us?
It's clear my interview's over. I'm gonna step out. But Heather, I really hope you turn the tide on me, okay?
All right.
Bye, Daniel Leslie.
Bye, guys.
See you got my number right. Call me.
Bye, Daniel.
Hey, guess what, guys?
All right.
I'm going to tell you what's coming up on this here show that we do right here. Episode 212, Trademark is now available. Episode 213, Vape Classy is now available. Episode 215, our next episode, inevitably titled "I Lied About Nothing," "I Lied About Not Forgetting," will be available on Friday, September the 11th.
That's a date in history.
It is.
What happened?
I don't know.
Something about
girls.
Girls.
season 3 premiere of Girls.
Yeah.
Girls.
Yeah,
that was it.
Heathers.
Heather's got some jokes on jokes on jokes.
Girls. And don't forget, Sunday, September 6th is Fight Procrastination Day. God, has it been a year since I tried to write a joke for this holiday? Fuck it, I'll do it later. And also, September 8th is an International Literacy Day. I can't read what it says here. Yeah, I'd like a little help. No, I don't think it's written clearly. Yes, I can read. Are you serious? Big words take me a second, but I don't see how the fact that... I'd like to see how you come up with the public school system perfectly.
That one was fucked up. I'm sorry.
That was a tough one. Hey,
drink a half a bottle of Fireball and try to read this.
Yeah.
It's going to be funny.
Try to do anything.
Fireball.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad it worked out all right. And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions, and we will complete our court-mandated community service on time. And if you like to, and if you like what you hear, please write us, review in iTunes, tell a friend, and help support the show. And if you don't like what you hear, please keep it to yourself, and as we're trying to do something good here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was a bad sentence. Who cares what sentences mean, right? Sentences are dumb.
Words. They're just words, right? Without any meaning.
Words,
I think Madonna
words,
told
words.
Us, right?
No one tries to put those
the
together.
The rest is left unwritten.
There has been an intensity level
brought on by Fireball?
Yeah.
In this last half of the show.
Fireball.
The intensity level is on fire.
Heather now, has turned a corner.
The last time Heather was here, she almost punched our interview guest.
Oh, my God, one? I forgot. Was that the
and
last
I thought,
time?
Yeah. I thought there has never been an intensity level like that. Just got my mind
surpassed.
Blown.
Surpassed.
Because Heather...
Has it reached it? I wonder if it's even reached the
it's
apex
a fever
yet,
pitch.
Though.
I think, honestly, is what I think it was I was trying to just, like, smash my intensity level down before this, yeah. And now is when it's
fireball.
Coming out.
You pinch
it's
the
unfortunate.
Hose.
It's unfortunate, huh?
Bitch done. Pinch the hose.
Yeah.
you're not a bitch. It's just... That's how I talk.
Gotcha. I get
I grew up in the hood. That's how we talk. We tell women they're bitches.
Well, you're a bitch.
So. Okay.
All right.
we'll start over here. Jason.
Please pass. I pass.
Okay. Scott.
Yeah.
Thank you for some more vaping.
No, no problem. Thank you.
Please have your gun ready. Your taser gun ready.
Yeah.
Because I think she's getting a little bad. Yeah.
I got the taser and I've got the
don't taser, bro.
Don't taser, bro. I got the
you mad, bro.
What do you call those these days? Their makeshift
yeah
handcuffs
pocket
okay
fleshlight yeah, those
fleshlight.
I got the zip ties.
Did you just threaten to taser me?
I got
is
the
that what just happened? Is that what I just heard?
No.
Is that what's happening right here?
No. Heather, are you an angry drunk?
No.
Okay, good.
Are you a very excitable drunk? As in very intense.
I'm one of those people that's going to go with anything, especially when I'm drunk. So wherever the excitement seems, that's where I'm going
to
go with.
But do you know what Fireball does? It takes it to that
it makes
next
you
mean. Level.
It makes you mean.
Oh, it doesn't. I'm sorry. No, I can't be a huge asshole whenever I'm drunk.
You've,
yeah, exactly.
You've really hurt my feeling.
But I'm not sure if your feeling, your one feeling that hey, you have inside of
I've
you.
You've got one
is
and
really
you pooped
hurt.
On it. You poo-pooed all over it.
I'm sorry.
You have made it 2 weeks in a row.
Oh, yes.
Are you back in the saddle? Are you?
No,
are you
I'm
feeling
very.
The,
I'm very
are you
excited
the,
to get. To
are you
this.
Feeling the groove? Are
get
you back
this,
in the groove?
Yes. Oh yes, I am so excited to be back with you guys. I am so sorry that I didn't come last week. My
no, you,
car
no, you,
was
you,
out.
You came last week. It's the week before
oh,
you didn't.
Oh,
come.
Oh yeah, I'm so sorry for not being there that week.
That's okay.
You have no idea. I felt so bad. I was like sitting on a bed, like, oh, I should come, but my car is broken.
No, we don't need to have any kind of safety
it's
issues.
It's like an 8-hour walk is all I think.
Yeah, it would have been intense.
Just
it
drink
been
a
very,
beer every
quarter.
Next
mile.
Time we'll call.
Oh, there you go.
We'll call Uber.
Yeah. Oh, we can't pay for that.
Uber is starting up in Bloomington, but no big deal.
It's been a pleasure seeing you.
Oh, it's been a pleasure
and
seeing you.
And we're glad you're back.
And you. And you.
Thank you.
What did you think of these shenanigans? Are you afraid for your safety?
I'm Adam, not sure how I'm going to make it out of here alive.
You have a 45 minute drive with that. There's two things that could happen: either roadhead or she falls asleep.
Probably the latter. No, just the latter.
Hey, which is the latter? Heyo.
Will you be subscribing to the show?
Yeah.
Don't put that kind of pressure on him.
Yeah.
Don't make him lie to us.
I was one of the negative 109.
Yeah. Oh, we appreciate it.
That's like when you just go and hit no on our
yeah,
page.
Yeah, might
right?
as well be.
Not
no.
subscribe, just hit no, and that goes into the negative.
Jason, back to you.
Oh, shit. I thought you were going to forget.
Did you have a good time?
Time.
Good. It's 10:30 at night. Guess what? We only have about 2 hours left before we get everything done.
Yay.
Okay, yeah. That's right.
So, hey, thanks a lot for hanging out.
Oh, you say we? Shit.
Yeah. We. Bazinga. Folks, thank you very much for tuning in. Go to Subway. It's not their fault that Jared piddles at anything.
Is it?
Subscribe okay. to our YouTube page. We need 110 subscribers.
Get back to zero.
Yeah,
to get
we
to
need
one.
To back to zero.
We got
to
start back at one.
Yeah.
The show's over, but the fun doesn't have to be. Unless, of course, you're dying as soon as the show ends, which in case the fun is most definitely over for you. Good night.
Good night.
We'll be right back.
boy. What a show.
What a show.
I think this is where we all hug.
What character?
Wink.
Wink.
Yep.
That was a real guy.
Winkovich Chmielewski. That
was a good ship lollipop.
I was going to ask you if you like.
That's the greatest compliment I've ever received.
I'll lick you like one.
What?
I'll lick you like one.
Fucking say it again.
I'll lick you like one.
You're under arrest.
So what do we think about it for?
I wrote Black Forest Ham and Day One AIDS.
Day One AIDS.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.